This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hour two of the show. Lots of great football coverage for you this hour. Joel Erickson will go inside NFL training camp with him up in Indianapolis. Formerly, he covered the Saints. Now he covers the Colts. We'll talk to him in about 10 minutes. We'll talk LSU camp, and then our guest of the week will replay Carter Bryant for you. Fantastic conversation, very entertaining one I had with him a couple of days ago. But first, let's bring on in Josh Liskowitz, who covers the NFL for Pro Football Focus at PFF underscore Josh, a must follow for any NFL fan. Josh, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you doing tonight, Seth?
I'm doing great. Let's get right to it. Only got a few minutes with you. We'll talk one thing about the Saints here real quick. This defense that didn't look good in that preseason game. Yes, it's just preseason in game one when, of course, guys like Cam Jordan didn't play and other guys didn't play very much. Any concern with this Saints defense that'll be missing some pieces when this regular season starts?
Yeah, the depth is definitely a concern to me. You look at it top to bottom, if they have all the pieces healthy and clicking, I think it's an outstanding defense. But as soon as a couple of them go down, you've got some problems. Obviously, the offense will help in the respect that you kind of know what you're getting with the defense because teams are going to be playing from behind. But yeah, that depth is a big concern, especially when you're starting down guys like Sheldon Rankins.
Yeah, how did you guys at Pro Football Focus grade out Marcus Davenport's rookie season?
Kind of an average rookie season. He's definitely one of the ones that has to step up. They have to have another edge presence opposite Cam Jordan, whether it's him, maybe Trey Hendrickson, who actually had the highest grade on the defense last week in week one of preseason. Well, at least one of those two guys has to step up and have a big year. Obviously, they invested a lot in Davenport, and considering the window is dwindling with an older quarterback, they need that investment to pay off now.
Let's go around the NFL now. Before we get to who you think standing out, I got to ask about Kyler Murray because the internet and this social media freaks out about every little thing. Two preseason games, hasn't played very well. 3 of 8 yesterday, just 12 yards, sacked a couple of times, was beat up. Of course, the internet sees two preseason games and they say, oh, Kyler Murray is going to be a bust. What have you seen from Kyler Murray? That's the internet, Josh. What have you seen from Kyler Murray? Are you concerned, worried at all about him?
No, not yet. Preseason is preseason. We've seen, many of Blake Bortles come through their rookie year guns a-blazing and look like the next coming. And obviously, Bortles is what he is now. So that really doesn't concern me at all, especially when you know kind of what you're getting because we've seen that offense, how it works in college, and how vanilla and watered down it's been. These first two games for Arizona, yeah, I'm not concerned one bit just yet.
Who else, maybe good or bad, standing out across the league as we're about 2.5 weeks through the preseason?
I think we've seen some young quarterbacks step up. Buffalo, Mr. Josh Allen, a guy that we were critical of a year ago coming out, someone who's capable of making all the throws but didn't do the easy stuff very well in terms of the underneath and intermediate decision-making.
Josh, are you still there? Let's see if we can get Josh back. We lost him in the middle of that conversation there. I know he's still on this phone line. Josh Liskowitz of Pro Football Focus joining us at PFF underscore Josh. Been having some funky stuff with our phone lines at night and just cutting out in the middle of conversations. I'm not sure what that is. We'll try to get Josh back here in a couple of seconds. We'll go to the phone lines at 870-870. A text from the 636. Drew is in the top three of quarterbacks in the NFL. Before his career is over, he'll have an MVP. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. That is our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll at WWL.com. Where do you rank Drew Brees right now among NFL quarterbacks? You can cast your vote at WWL.com or the radio.com. At most people saying in the top five right now. We got a couple of choices for you on our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Some news from Saints training camp today. You had seven players mixed practice: Alex Anzalone, Josh Hill, Alize Mack, Ethan Greenridge, Geno Grissom, Saquon Hampton, and Marcus Sherrills, all MIA from camp today. We got Josh back here. Sorry about that, Josh. You were talking about Josh Allen there, and we cut out mid-sentence.
No worries. I'm not sure where I was in that, but Allen in college at Wyoming and last year didn't do a lot of the easy stuff well, the short intermediate passes. And so far he's looked really good. Obviously he can run too. But, boy, if Buffalo can get just passable play from him, considering the rest of that roster, especially that defense, they're going to win a lot of games this year.
You have any idea who's going to be the Saints' primary challenger in the NFC South this year?
I think a lot of people are going to point to Atlanta, and certainly that makes sense. But, boy, Tampa, on a week-to-week basis, they're going to be very, very scary, in my opinion. I just think it's the perfect storm. If anybody is going to get the most out of Jameis Winston in that one-off year where he puts it all together and has that Cam Newton MVP year, takes him to the Super Bowl, I think B.A. is the head coach to do it.
That's interesting, Josh. I have been saying Tampa could be that traditional worst-to-first team if there is one out there. That's interesting. You kind of agree there. And, yeah, Bruce Arians effect, huh?
Yeah, no question about that. And when you think about what Bruce Arians loves to do in terms of working the ball downfield, that's what Winston does well. And, good Lord, they certainly have the weapons to do that. So when you put all that together, I think they can put a lot of points on the board, and their defense can't help but get better. So you put those two together, I think they have a real shot at winning 9-10 games, and who knows beyond that.
Yeah, it'd be very scary, that offense that put up a 50-burger on the Saints opening week last year. Mm-hmm. Josh, usually a little longer with you, short and sweet today. Really appreciate the time.
All right, no worries. Thank you.
All right, Josh Liskowitz at @PFF_Josh on Twitter covers the NFL for Pro Football Focus. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll go inside NFL training camp up to Indianapolis. Joel Erickson joins us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.